via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 when he takes office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days on the job. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short in needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted that 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of this month. Also Tuesday, Luke Letlow, a Republican who was set to join the U.S. House of Representatives after winning a November election, died from COVID-19 complications. 41-year-old was hospitalized back on December 19th after testing positive for the virus. Both Republican and Democrat leaders in the House have expressed their sadness over Letlow's passing. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus and was being isolated southeast of Denver, the state capital. British scientists said the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious than previously identified strains of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving here in the United States from Britain, requiring they show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said on Tuesday that $600 stimulus checks could soon be arriving in the bank accounts of some Americans. He tweeted they may be arriving by direct deposit as early as today and will continue arriving into next week. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Those checks Mnuchin spoke about are set to arriving within the next week or so and starting as early as today. After Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked an immediate vote on increasing those payments to $2,000. McConnell is tying the increase in payments to President Trump's demand to curb the ability of technology companies to assess the validity of comments on social media and purported election irregularities. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting the president's demands for $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace the $600 stipends called for in legislation Trump signed late Sunday. Trump is also urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, even as he predicts the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. Britain has authorized use of a second COVID-19 vaccine, becoming the first country to greenlight an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become the vaccine for the world. The Department of Health said it had accepted a recommendation from the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to authorize the vaccine developed by Oxford University and the UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. Partial results from the studies in almost 24,000 people in Britain, Brazil, and South Africa suggest the shots are safe and about 70% effective for preventing illness from coronavirus infection. The European Union's top officials have formally signed the post-Brexit trade deal with the United Kingdom. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen and the European Council President Charles Michel put pen on to paper on Wednesday morning during a brief signature ceremony in Brussels. The documents will then be flown across to London for Prime Minister Boris Johnson to sign them. The agreement needs approval from Britain's Parliament and from the EU's legislature, which is not expected to take up the deals for weeks. And rescue teams searched overnight after a strong earthquake in central Croatia killed at least seven people, injuring more than two dozen and destroying buildings. Prime Minister said late Tuesday, officials expect the death toll to rise. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.